Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Move forward with the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Hey, Mid-South. It's a great day here at Intercom Radio. Are you in the need of marketing for radio or digital? Call me. My name is Laura Treadway. Born and raised here in the 901, I work with several powerhouse stations. FM 100, WRVR, 92.9 ESPN Sports, and 94.1 The Wolf. We speak to over 500,000 listeners every single week. Please give me a call. My number is 901-219-5185. Laura Treadway, 901-219-5185.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's Breakfast. A tomorrow that says bake can, not bake can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/small-business-deals.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at mycityrides.org.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
Got a taste for Wing Guru, but no time for chicken? Enjoy Wing Guru in a bag. Pick up Memphis dry heat and garlic sriracha flavored pork skins from over 200 convenience stores in Tennessee and Mississippi. Also available at any Wing Guru location.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the Radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
Do you need help marketing your business? Then call me, Joe Lackey. I've been in marketing in Memphis for over 30 years. Let me work with you and create a complete marketing plan helping to reach your objectives. Give me a call at 901-384-5846. That's 901-384-5846. Let's team up now and let me provide you unmatched service as we work together to help grow your business. Joe Lackey, Intercom Memphis, your rep for 2020.
Memphis group at Remax Experts. Jason, don't you like selling your home for top dollar?
Yes, I loved it.
I mean, it was one of the upsets of the century.
I thought so, but they didn't.
That you weren't upside down on that Raleigh home, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you had gone with anybody except the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts, you probably would have been.
I'm glad you're telling me my situation that I already know. But they may not know.
Well,
listeners,
yeah, like,
may not know.
You gotta reset. You know what I'm saying? You gotta reset for those who don't know. They worked a miracle for Jason Smith, but that's exactly right. They didn't see it as a miracle. They just looked at it as another day on the job. That's what they do at the Live Love Memphis team. They're here to help you get top dollar for your home. And inventory is low, which means you're gonna have a much better chance of doing that. So if you've been thinking about selling your home, get with the Live Love Memphis team. Info at livelovememphis.com.
You got to. You heard about me. How about Rodney? He heard about Live Love right here from the Jason and John show. Appreciate him listening. More appreciate him calling. 901-685-6000. He wasn't quite ready to sell. He was kind of like me. We're just kind of feeling him out, right? They sold his home, got multiple offers in the first 48 hours, got $25,000 more than he thought he could get when they first met with him. That's what Live Love's going to do for you. Achieve beyond your dreams. For them, it's their job. Again, 901-685-6000 to ask for Jennifer Carstensen, Robbie Marbury, anybody from that hardworking crew, and they'll get you on your way to getting that home sold. It's the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They're livelovememphis.com.
All right, every day around this time we do the rundown. I got some interesting numbers for you, Jason, because the rookie ratings are out, Madden 21. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
You know, Madden, Jason. You familiar?
I used to be.
This is the Madden 2000 theme song, by the way, from Ludacris.
I mean, we did just have a Madden tournament not that long.
Yeah.
I did not play, though.
You did not play. I did. I went down in a – did I win a game? I won one game.
Oh, come on. Did you win a game? We heard all about you winning one game.
And I should have won the second game. Rodney. Freaking Rodney. You know, he's got my number,
man. Who ended
up
playing for the championship, I want to say, and lost to the guy he trains with.
I should have beaten Rodney, but it was a hell of a game.
I'm glad because you get professional gamers in these things.
You do. You definitely do. That's definitely true.
Makes it real serious real fast.
But anyway, the rookie ratings are out, Jason. The Madden 2021 rookie ratings are out, and I got some news for you. The top-rated rookie in the entire game is...
My man down in Miami.
Henry Ruggs! Can you believe it?
Wait a minute, whether the top-rated rookie period or top-rated rookie receiver?
Well, he's tied for top-rated rookie overall.
Wow.
With Joe Burrow. But they're both 76.
I worry about Burrow because of his surroundings. It's a point you've made about the team that's around him.
Yeah.
On that one.
Yes.
Although I will give you that he is individually super skilled.
Yeah.
Figure they'd have Tua up there.
Yeah. So, so no, Tua's not up there, man. As you can see, Henry Ruggs, number one with Joe Burrow.
The only reason you're doing this news is because Henry Ruggs is at the top. This would have, this headline would have literally, you wouldn't,
no,
you wouldn't even.
No, I'm always interested
in the
rookie
ratings,
Jason.
You wouldn't have touched this at all.
Jason, I'm a Madden guy. I'm a Madden gamer, bro.
Any good Raiders news, you're going to make try to make it a priority for us.
All right, let's see if you're the evaluator you think you are.
Now, Henry, I'm high on Rose. I've been telling you that for a long time. Though.
His speed is 1 through 100. What is it?
His speed?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the.
What do they give him for his speed rating? 1 through 100.
I got no idea because I don't know what general excellent speed is on Madden anymore. I'm gonna assume it's in the 90s is excellent. So give him a 91.
Oh my God, dude! Joe Burrow's an 83. Henry Ruggs is a 98 on speed.
98 speed?
Yes. What, he'd run like a 4.1?
May as well give him 100.
His acceleration is 97. His agility is 87.
I don't care about all this mess, and he ain't even going to catch any passes from the two sorry quarterbacks throwing him the ball.
Bro, he's going to catch all the passes.
Like, I loved him. I love him. I loved him a lot. I think he can end up being the best receiver. Let's be real. You guys going to be behind, so he's going to get a lot of targets. He's going to get a lot of opportunities, which is going to account for a lot of numbers. That said, he'd be better off in a situation where there's an actual quarterback.
Joe Burrow is a 76, tied with Henry Ruggs for the top overall rating. He has a throw power of 86. So there you go.
And you're telling me 83 speed for Joe Burrow seems ridiculous. Like I know he's mobile, but now I don't know. Again, my grades on my speed grade, I've been off Madden for years.
Yeah, you have.
So I'm not calibrated to what the numbers are right now.
CeeDee Lamb, 75 overall, 90 speed, 90 acceleration.
There's a guy who's in a great situation. Now,
yes,
I may
indeed.
Not put up the numbers because they got a little bit more to spread around with.
Yes.
But that's going to help them win. Now, Dallas still got to stop somebody.
Yes. Jerry Jeudy, 75 there in Denver. 91 speed, 93 acceleration.
Yeah, Denver, sneaky pick in that division.
You always think Denver's a sneaky pick, bro.
Well,
you did this last year.
No, I told you. I don't know if that I believe in Locke. I got to see it. I'm telling you, Denver seems to be a very, trendy pick for a team that could be second in that division. Not you guys, Denver. And again,
ridiculous.
Speaking of second,
ridiculous.
Because you got Mahomes for another 12 years, you ain't going to first anytime soon.
Well, we can still make the wild card, bro. Your boy Tua, 73 overall.
Why so low?
Well, I mean, maybe
everybody's saying he's a magician. If healthy, he's a magician in the NFL. That he probably has a better cast, and I know certainly a better defense, especially the back end of that Miami defense. He's got that on Joe Burrow, a better cast there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Burrow's still got green, but does he want to be there?
Yeah. Who else would you like to know about? Let's see.
Well, Bears didn't have a first rounder. We're done with that, though. After
dude, our second best rookie is rated higher than yours, your first. I mean, just ridiculous. Jordan Love, who the Green Bay Packers drafted.
You're going to see ridiculous.
71. He got a 71 rating. Justin Herbert, quarterback for the Chargers, 70. Let's see if we can find, 12-13? We got 12 minutes to find this.
We don't need that. I got real news about.
No, I'm trying
about
to.
Penny,
I really want to
told with Richard
Bears.
Jefferson yesterday.
Here, let me get on the sixth page.
Dude, we have a top 10, top five defense.
Yeah. Oh, here
if
he
we
is.
Ever play football this year,
somebody,
we're going to be better than the Raiders.
Oh, here he is. Someone named Darnell Mooney. This got to be a creative player. Darnell Mooney, 66. Now, what can you tell me about Darnell Mooney?
Not a dang thing. When did we take him? It had to be. Was that our first? Is that our second round pick?
Darnell Mooney was
our pick was Khalil Mack, fool, and we added Robert Quinn from the Dallas Cowboys.
Darnell Mooney was a fifth round pick.
Let me ask me about fifth rounders, John. Like I'm supposed to break that down for you.
He's your highest rated.
Is he wide receiver?
Yes.
The kid out of Tulane. That's the kid out of Tulane.
Yeah.
Read a little bit about him after the draft.
I guess this is only offense, though. Yeah, I think this is just on offense.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you guys have a better.
I don't read about fifth round receivers when we got Anthony Miller, bro. Okay, and Allen Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to read about fifth round receivers. Although they say that this kid's got some speed on him.
I can tell you've been locked into what the experts are saying.
I just told you where he's from, Tulane.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Didn't have to look it up or anything.
Yeah.
You asked me about fifth rounders, haven't even made the team yet.
Yeah. And it doesn't if his Madden rating is any indication, he probably is not going to make it. You know who we need to look up? Antonio Gibson. What he?
Well, now that you should have started this segment off with that.
He's not in here. What the hell?
He should be. He's going to get a lot of run with the Redskins this year.
That's crazy. That makes no sense at all. Maybe this
AP getting him ready to hand it off to him.
Yeah, he's gonna play a lot. He's gonna play quite a bit. But anyway, there you have it. Henry Ruggs, 76, super speedy, and the rest. Pre-order Madden NFL 21. Even though it's gonna look a lot like the last edition, you got to do it, man. You just got to do it.
Next story.
I can't believe you make Madden the first thing. When Penny Hardaway's over there telling Richard Jefferson that four players came down positive for coronavirus.
Mm.
Now, we listened to some of this interview yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We obviously came in late, though.
Came in late. And apparently, if I was telling this to John off air. If you do an interview with Penny Hardaway, you Memphis media, it's going to be a regular run-of-the-mill. It seemed like nowadays. And it used to be he'd fire off.
Yeah,
about back Rick
in the day.
Barnes, whatever else. But he's kind of gotten the feel of it now where he realizes, man, I don't have to really say anything in these pressers, anything controversial.
Correct.
Just give them what they want to keep going through the motions, get it done with, move on.
Yep.
But if you put him in a podcast with Steven Jackson or Matt Barnes or with Richard Jefferson, man, he's an open book. He's an absolute open book. And he told Richard Jefferson yesterday in a part that we did not hear, we aired part of that interview over at ESPN, that four Memphis basketball players tested positive for COVID-19 upon their return to campus last month. Now, we knew, you can correct me if I'm wrong, John, it was three players. We didn't know which sport, three student-athletes and one coaching staff person, right, or at least one support staff person, as far as the news that Memphis had released about who was positive. Now, this was a couple of days after Memphis basketball reported back, had shown, they'd put on their Twitter, Instagram, they were taking the tests.
Yep.
So you could, a lot of folks assuming that maybe one or two of those positives were at least were Memphis basketball, didn't know until yesterday, until the story comes out, until Penny talks to Richard Jefferson, that it was four Memphis players. Penny, with players, he's an open book when it comes to interviews with those guys. The quote, I think a lot of these kids were still playing ball. They were still not wearing masks out. They were still being a little irresponsible, coming back into the fold of everything. We all had to get tested. Four of our kids tested positive. The other kids, we were telling them, even though you didn't test positive, you could go out and do the wrong things on that day and come back and test positive on the next test. So we told them just to be more careful and be safe and more responsible and socially distant. Now, when was that test, John? A couple of weeks ago? That initial test was at least a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but I mean, they're taking regular tests, though. I mean, I know the staffers are, you know.
Right. Not daily, though, clearly. Mm. Regularly is what we believe.
Regularly, yes.
There was the initial test. We know that we can pinpoint a couple of Wednesdays ago or whatever it was. Clearly, we think there have been more. The hope now is that these four, right, at least are probably reaching a point, we hope, where they're getting over it, where they're getting to a point where they can put up some negative tests. Maybe they already have. I'm trying to put the time frame together.
Yeah, right,
because
right.
My hope is that this four is connected to the initial, which was connected, 2 weeks ago, and not four right now, right, that are just starting with it. I'm trying to tie the two together, hoping that that's what Penny's talking about, those initial ones that, again, where the sport wasn't mentioned. Memphis said it wasn't going to release names, just said three student-athletes and one coaching staff person. My hope is that what Penny is talking about with these four is those initial positive tests a couple of weeks ago and that they're already past this point and that you're not still dealing with it. Because if you are, if it's four, it just came down, John, if they've been around any of the other players right now, you'd still be dealing with this for now. And I realize, you know, there's no start to a college basketball, at least right now, to really worry about in terms of the near future, and it may be getting pushed back even further. But, no, you want to be Pat, you know, you want to be further beyond this than you are in terms of entering it. And just thought that was interesting yesterday that Penny announced that they'd had four. You hope that they're already negative. That would be the hope.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not I mean, because look, four out of what? 13?
Yeah, 13 Scullys, four.
That's a disturbing.
If you've got Landers and those guys here and DeAndre Williams, I'm assuming that they have.
They are here.
That they are here. Then it's what? It's 13 Scullys and one. I think one walk on they have. You know, but it could be as many as 15 guys. I don't know if we know all of their walk ons.
Right,
this year.
But I mean that's like a 25% positivity rate. I mean,
well,
at worst.
Four is a lot. You know.
Yeah, that's an outbreak. I mean, for a college basketball team.
Football's had zero that we know of.
Right.
Memphis football.
So like,
and the numbers in the WNBA have been good. The numbers in the NBA, to that extent in terms of the players, they've been good. So I thought four was, you know, indeed, if this is the number, and Penny has no reason to lie, this is almost, it feels like a sharper answer to what we got when they initially tested, then that's a little high for one team, felt
right.
like to me.
Right. So
you'd have to shut things down.
Yeah, like, I mean, that, like, to me, can you, like, I'm just sort of thinking about college basketball. Like, if you have four guys who are positive, can you play a game? You know what I mean? Like, if you have four guys who have tested positive, can you play a game? Because then you're down to nine guys. You know, some of those are not going to be rotation play. I mean, are you going to play a game? I mean, you're going to have to. But can you, morally, say, okay, we've had four positives. You know, that's 25% of our team or whatever, you know. Can we? I don't know. Like, I think that's an interesting sort of threshold. You know what I mean? Like, because, mm-hmm. like, you know, on a soccer team, you know, if you have 32 guys or whatever it is, and 10 test positive, everybody got sent home. You know, everybody had to go home. They had to pull out. That's, you know, basically a third of the team. You know, and four out of 13 is pretty close to a third. You know, of the. What are the thresholds here? You know, what if when we get down to the bubble. For Denver Nuggets test positive, then what?
Well, again, you know, Nikola had it,
right?
But you've had time to get negative,
correct?
And so,
and you do build antibodies for some amount of time. A lot of people are saying that we don't know. We don't know how long exactly. With the previous SARS, you pretty much built it up for 4 years. I mean, it was a long. I don't know if this one is as long, but certainly you build antibodies up for a few months. To where you can your body can fight it off your body can fight off reinfection for certainly a few months before getting it again. So nobody's saying it's impossible to get it again, but it's going to be, you know, several months before it can happen. You know,
now my whole thing is there's a cushion there before you get to the games, the actual playing with this. You know, this is the initial. You're talking about a scenario where you're in season and you got four with it. The point is when the NBA does it in this bubble, which is clearly safer, once they get to the games, the hope is that everybody's negative. You're presenting a scenario which may very well happen if we have college sports, could happen in college football, whatever else, where you come down with it then during games. Separate situation, do you just pull? You know, I mean, TBT, we've seen it. One guy comes down with it, the whole team is out. Realize it's going to have to be more than one guy to shut something down when it comes to, I think that's NFL, that's these pros. I think college athletics, much with football, all that, it'll take more than one to get it shut down. But the point is, what happens when that's happening at game time, yeah. when it's happening the week of the game? If that goes down, you're right, John. I mean, big questions will have to be asked. I wonder, too, it can't be a deal where, especially in college, where it's who has it and you cancel. You can't run it that way like you would, you know, like we've joked around with if LeBron gets it, Lakers are, you
right.
know, forget it, finish it off. You really can't do it in college, even though, you know, you could rank these guys technically. You can't, if you're a school, you can't say we're not playing because Musa Cisse isn't available. And so, you know, among the other two or three that have got it. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. That's why, you know, we haven't touched on this today, but it just, the pushing back of everything until numbers are lower. Particularly with college athletics, and particularly, again, if we're pushing back
right.
when kids get back on campus, just feels, you know, just more and more likely. So, anyway, to your point, I don't know what that threshold is.
Yeah.
I don't know how many on one. What did the Nashville MLS team have that they had to pull out with?
Nine.
It was nine for them.
Dallas was 10 or 11.
You get four on a college basketball team, you got to pull out. You can't play that week.
Right.
Question is, can you play the next?
Right.
You know? Do you now have to test every other guy on that team that's been in contact for a while? Keep them down, you know.
And that's two games. You're forfeiting two games in a week, you know, like in conference.
That's bottom line. You're forfeiting two games off top, maybe four.
So because you're going to have that all over the country, why wouldn't we see college basketball, just like it feels like it's going to happen in football, go to conference only?
Well, they can.
Because it's less schools that you're worried about. Okay, can they?
Right.
Can they bring this team here safely? It's fewer schools that you have to worry about. Geographically, there's still going to be some trips, but you're cutting down on that. There's going to be an inordinate. Some teams are going to play 28 games. Some teams going to be able to play 31. Some might play 25 because some of the teams on their schedule couldn't go. If you could just cut it down to conference and pretty much have everybody on board, that would cut out some of that. That seems just as likely to me.
Yeah, no,
or just as much a possibility.
I think we'll get there. Here's what I believe. Here's what I truly believe.
I mean, Memphis still got some long trips in there. You don't have to go to UConn anymore.
Well, exactly. As of right now,
they're relatively safe.
Some conferences will play football. College basketball will happen. That's what I believe. Not a full season, not a 38-game season, 40-game season, but a college basketball season will happen. You can be so flexible with that. Like you said, you could just go conference only. And honestly, if it even got down to it, you could just have a tournament. You know? It wouldn't be ideal.
Well, how in the world would you pick?
Well, you would just use last year's resume.
Oh, heck no.
It's better than nothing.
No, you'll have to come up with that some kind of way out of the conference games that you play, some kind of way. And again, that's where the non-conference games mean a ton. That's just where they matter more.
Really, we can't really gripe about seeding in a pandemic year. You know what I mean?
That's why I just think maybe even fewer teams.
Right, you just go 34 or something.
I know they're trying to make their money back. Point is that they will not miss two.
They will not miss two.
That is your point, and it is absolutely valid and right. They're not going to miss two March Madnesses. I mean, that is too much of a moneymaker.
Yeah.
It's a cow.
It is. And so there will be college basketball. I believe that in my heart. I think college football is just the timing of it, you know. I mean, that's the other thing, Jason. I mean, March is 8 months away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're not in a better place by March in this country, what the hell are we doing? You know, what's going wrong? I definitely believe that.
Do we think that Memphis is going to make a 10-hour – it's a 10-hour drive to San Antonio. It's obviously for that game, for UTSA. Isn't that it?
No, they will not. Memphis also charters, though. You know what I'm saying? So, for Memphis, it's a little different. Not every school charters. You know what I mean? Like, some schools fly commercial. That's the ones where you're like, okay, well, we probably don't need to play a conference season. You know what I mean? Or non-conference season. You know what I mean? I don't know. Does SMU fly charter? I have no idea. I don't know. I'm sure they probably do. They're big time. But, I don't know. East Carolina, do they fly charter? I doubt it. I'm sure they fly commercially, don't you think?
I mean, Texas is red hot right now.
Red hot, bro.
So, you literally, Arkansas State, okay, Purdue is canceled. You got Houston coming up here, right? They shut down their campus, you know, for cases to at least to get started. Then you go to San Antonio, which for the life of me, I know this has been explained, but I still don't understand it, how the hell Memphis is traveling to UTSA. But and so you get back, you're done with that one. Week later, you go down to Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
So Houston coming up here.
No,
got two trips to Texas.
Right.
Where, yes, you know, maybe when these are happening, it's looking a lot better.
I was going to say, like, New York at one time you would have said,
I mean, you're going into the heat of it.
And now they got a better grip on the stuff than anybody, you know? So I would say, I would caution that, you know.
That we have 2 months before we get there. July?
Yeah.
It's July now.
Yeah.
This is September we're talking about.
Yeah.
September 19th that Houston comes here.
I would say April, New York was getting killed. June, you know, they were fine. I get it. I understand.
Are you willing to take your guys, your troops, your student athletes? You're
going
to get on the bus?
That's why I'm not making any decisions right now.
Or get on the plane and head on down to Texas?
I'm not making any decisions right now. I'm pushing that down to, let's see what they look like.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They got Texas right off the bat. Texas coming up here and then two down to Texas.
Yeah.
So again, Purdue's already out. That's why I'm just making the point that, you know, you could have more of these, you know, off the schedule, and I suspect there will be. By the time we're done, like I said, could be conference only for everybody.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Ike Khan's going to join us. We'll ask him about sometimes he's gotten heated. We'll ask him about sort of the tough decisions that these coaches are faced and all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Reaching out to a friend about their mental health can feel awkward, which is why it helps to have something to break the ice. You could go for a walk or grab a slice of pizza. And if you're not driving, you could even use this commercial break to text them. See? That was easy. Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Find more ways to help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I have great news to share with y'all. You can once again have a fabulous dinner in the beautiful dining room of Bounty on Broad. Go ahead, reward yourself for the last few months. There's simply no better restaurant in town. To be sure to get your reservation today, go to bountyonbroad.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Stacking it tall. Okay. My city became a boss.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And every Friday around this time, we talk to Aki Collins. Let's make him the gigantic interview.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the Gigantic Interview. Presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Aki, what's the word?
Man, how you doing, man?
Hey, everything is everything. You know what I'm saying? It's day by day. All right, we have a lot to get to with you, man. We were talking earlier today. There was a story here in Memphis where two cousins got into an altercation over whether or not Penny Hardaway was a good coach or is a good coach, and it led to one of the cousins shooting the other in the chest, and he's now been charged with attempted murder. Sounds like the other cousin who was the victim is going to make it. He's going to be okay. But the passion in Memphis, Aki, is there any better sort of evidence of the passion in Memphis than that story?
Oh, Lord.
Yeesh. I don't know how to respond to that. That's a little different level of passion.
Yeah, right okay. That's obviously
the way
extreme.
John put that made us all uncomfortable, Coach.
It's extreme.
It's extreme. It made me uncomfortable just hearing it.
It's extreme, no question. But underneath all that, right? Underneath the extreme, right. You know, it speaks to how people feel about their program.
Yeah, but it also speaks to the fact that this is probably a societal issue. Like, we can't have differing opinions. Like, both guys may be right. Maybe he's a good coach. Maybe he's not. Maybe there's some things he needs to work on. That's perfectly fine. But the fact that we have to resort to pulling out a gun and shooting somebody in the chest, that's a little that's another level.
You ever been confronted by an angry fan? Or maybe you're just pumping gas at the gas station, maybe here in Memphis.
I think I told you this story. I think I told the story, but I'll repeat it. So it was my second year. It was our first year in the American when that 2013 group was a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were okay, you know, but we were beating all the teams below us, and it was like a 4 or 5 team gap in the American. So it was like 4 or 5 teams that are really good, and then the rest of the teams are just below par. And so we go to Houston. Trip's all messed up. Like, it's crazy. We're catching cabs from the hotel to the arena because the bus couldn't get back.
Oh, wow.
It was just crazy because we used to take 2 buses. So we go there. We end up losing to Houston. And Houston was in that second tier. They weren't in that first tier, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But anyway, so the next day, it's Thursday, we're off. And my wife says to me, she says, let's go grab lunch. I'm like, babe, I'm not going someplace in the city of Memphis and sitting down. Like, I'm not doing that right now. She goes, why don't you get over yourself? You're not that big a deal.
Oh.
Okay. So I can see that we go to Whole Foods. So we're in Whole Foods. We go to the little salad bar, shop for a few minutes. We're in line. I have on shorts, a white T-shirt, and a Yankee cap. That's my disguise. And the lane next to us is open, and it's a gentleman in the one lane over. And he looks at me and goes, I don't know how he knew it was me, but, you know, I'm trying to be disguised. He goes, Coach, you guys ruined my Thursday. I said, man, you just ruined mine.
Mm.
And my wife smacked me. She said, you can't say that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, why not? I'm minding my business. I'm here with my wife. Like, I'm not on duty right now. So that was the worst thing that ever happened. That wasn't that bad, but, like, I get it. Like,
that New York came out of you, too, that snapback.
Oh, quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. Now, and my wife smacked me real quick, like, yo, you can't say that. I'm like, why not? It's fair game. So.
In fairness, it's like, what are you supposed to say to that? You know what I mean? Like, what – sorry. I mean, what are you –
It's also sports, to John, to that point, right? It's also
right.
– and this ruins your day? Yeah.
Number two, okay, even if we did, and guess what? Your day is no more ruined than my day was Wednesday night when we were going through that. But I'm obviously not doing anything. I'm sitting here shopping with my wife, minding my business. And you, like, that's the one thing that came to your mind. Like, I got to say something to this guy. Like, I didn't call a single timeout that night. I didn't make a single substitution that night. I'm part of the group just like everybody else. So that was interesting. That was the only time that ever happened to me.
Yeah. Sports are certainly, you know, me and Jason have had our moments. You know, we have our moments every now and then on the show, you know, but it's all a part of it. I did want to get your thoughts sort of on the complications of being, you know, a college basketball coach in 2020. You know, now Penny Hardaway said yesterday that 4 guys have tested positive for COVID-19. So now it's not just about, you know, making sure these guys are getting their work done, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's, you know, virtually, not just making sure they're staying out of trouble, you know, and doing what they're supposed to be doing in the gym. But now you have to make sure, like, they're wearing a mask, they're socially distancing, that they're – because, you know, the fact of the matter is, if you lose 4 guys on your team because they have COVID, more than likely you're going to have to forfeit the game, all right? I mean, you're really going to roll out there with 9 kids? I mean, you know, and really 8 probably or 7 because you got 2 walk-ons? I mean, so the duties and the tasks of a college basketball coach are changing. How much more challenging do you think it is for Penny and for all these coaches whose jobs went from just being coaches to now they're almost being like doctors and epidemiologists with their kids?
Yeah, it's I don't envy those guys that have to go through that right now. You know, because you could put all the protocols in place, do all the things that you're supposed to do, and some one of your kids still come down with it, and then, you know, one gets it, and they can pass it on to other members of your team. So it's an enviable position to be in. And it's tough because there's no clear-cut solution to what's going on right now. You know, you watch, look at the Ivy League, shutting down fall sports. Some other leagues have done things. The ACC and the Big Ten have kind of done the same thing in some shape or form. This is just the beginning, and it's unfortunate, but I don't, as we sit here today, I don't see a way out of this anytime soon. And partly because the things that have been put in place to try to reduce the spread of COVID, wearing the mask and the social distancing, has become politicized, and people are, people are very selfish about it. Just wear the mask. You wear seatbelts.
Right.
Wear a mask. Like it's not that difficult. And even if you don't believe in it, you do it for somebody else who may believe in it. And you look at Japan, they're I saw something on TV the other day, like it's required in Japan and their numbers are significantly lower than ours. We had a chance to do this sort of the right way. And
yep.
For whatever reason, majority of us or a good size of us have decided to go the other direction and we're paying the price for it right now. I mean, we're CNN's on right now, and we're at 133,000 deaths in the United States. That's unheard of. It's uncalled for, unnecessary, and it could have been prevented.
And now, and to your point, now Japan's in a position where they're it's limited size. I think they're limiting crowds to 5,000, but in soccer and baseball, they're letting them back in now. You know, limited, but on their way in terms of that progress. I made the point to John, and we're like the analogy, we're like the little kid in the living room that's looking outside and seeing all those folks playing because they did the right things, right? They did all their chores, but we got to stay inside because we weren't acting right. You know what I mean? On that, it's unfortunate. What do you, Aki, you talked about it. It could look all kinds of different ways. What do you think the likelihood is? Forget that we're even pushing it back because I think, whether it's college football, but college basketball, things are going to get pushed back. But you think in the spring, you know, maybe conference only. Do you think all that's a possibility too? I just can't see it starting on time and you playing every 31 games that you've got on that schedule. You know what I mean?
I don't think so either. And I know there's a major push for a vaccine, which will go a long way in ensuring that we have some semblance of a season. And, I mean, the financial ramifications of not having a season, not having a – in basketball, having an NCAA tournament, I don't even want to begin to start thinking about those. But if we don't have a vaccine and we continue moving in the direction that we're moving in right now with people not social distancing, not wearing masks, you know, we're not going to have a season. And that's just the reality of the situation. And we have ourselves to blame for that. Because we had an opportunity when everybody shut down for a month or two, that was our time to really get a hold of it, and I think we did a good job. People, for the most part, stayed in, but once the restrictions were lifted, everybody went back to life as normal, and that's not the case. Like you can't be quarantined and then go outside.
Like
and have mass gatherings and pool parties and all that stuff. It just doesn't work. Like that wasn't the right thing to do, and we're going to pay the price for it. And all the people that are saying, oh, it's my right, nobody's infringing on your right. It's safety precautions. Like we're trying to protect everybody's right to live and exist. So
here, Aki, Shelby County Schools, the private schools in town, as far as at least the ones I'm familiar with, you got the choice. Virtual learning or you can be, you know, they're going to try, they're going to roll with this. Now, maybe push back a couple of weeks, or you can be, you know, in classroom learning. Just, it's a personal question. Hopefully you can answer for us. It's not too personal, but what's your plan with your kids, Aki? Are you in a position where you'll be able to keep them at home and you homeschool or mom homeschool, or are you sending them off? Because we realize, too, that in class there's nothing that can, you know, that nothing that can imitate that quite the way in terms of what you'll get out of it. What's your plan with your kids, man?
I'm getting a lot of heat for this because I really don't know yet. They've actually pushed the start of school back a week.
Mm-hmm.
For my kids, so it gave me another week to kind of figure it out.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm torn. On one hand, I want them back in school because I understand the interaction. These kids have been home since March.
Right.
You know, so they haven't been able to interact with their friends, and that's part of growing up, and that's part of, you know, learning is the social aspect of it. Then on the flip side, you have the parent in me says, you know, you don't want them in the school because you don't want them to catch the virus and things like that. I don't know how healthy it is to do strict distance learning, and not because people don't do it, because people have been doing it for a long time,
mm-hmm.
With being homeschooled. I just don't know if I'm the person that's best suited to do that for my kids. Now, I'll do my best, and I think, you know, I hung in there, and I did it from March.
Right,
the
you
the
like the rest
year.
Of us. Yeah.
But I do distinctly remember saying when the school year was over, I quit. And so I have a newfound appreciation for teachers. So, you know, we'll play it by ear. I obviously got to make a decision here in the next week or so.
Yeah.
But right now I'd say I'm 50-50. And I'm leaning towards sending them back, but I have a lot of apprehension because I don't know. Like, I just mentioned the other day, if I could get face guards, you know, face shields for,
yes,
for my kids.
Yes, face shields, yes.
I would feel a lot more comfortable.
I've discussed that, you know? Too. Yeah, I don't care how it looks. That's safer, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if it's uncomfortable, more than all of that. It's safer. We know that.
I asked my kids because I want their input. You know, both of them are – they don't want to homeschool. They want to be in school with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them, to various degrees, said, you know, if we can get face shields that they would wear, they would feel comfortable wearing. If that was the alternative, either staying home or going to school with face shields, they would prefer the face shields. So I'm in the process of trying to locate face shields because then I'd feel even more comfortable.
Yep.
Because not just, you know, everybody's concerned about wearing the mask because, you know, you can spread it through your mouth. But if there's particles in the air, the face shields will protect their eyes.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm in the process of doing right now for my kids.
Yeah, we're talking to Aki Collins. He joins us every single Friday here on the show. Then, Aki, you want to get your perspective. You know, the Big Ten, we talked about this earlier today. The Big Ten went conference only for football. Maybe some other leagues will follow suit, and maybe everybody will be forced to do this. A lot of people said they were blindsided by the timing, how early the Big Ten decided to do this. My fear is that this accelerates a pull away that's been happening for quite some time gradually from the Power Five and the non-Power Five. You know, you're a guy that spent a lot of his career in the quote-unquote non-Power Five. Do you believe that that's what's happening? Do you believe that Power Fives are going to sort of use the cover of COVID-19 as an excuse to, you know, no longer schedule these games with, you know, and I'm speaking more sort of in the terms of football, right? But they're going to use COVID as a cover to, you know, pull away finally once and for all, you know, from the non-Power Five.
You know, I don't know if that's accurate because the part that the Power Fives have to put into the equation, they still have to try to schedule some wins.
It's true.
You know, so
it's true.
Try to pick opponents
that
give them some confidence, but on paper, it don't look like they're going to win the game. And so they'll pay for that because they got to win enough games so they could qualify for a bowl. Okay?
That's true.
So I don't know if that's really the factor. Now, I see it more in basketball where, you know, these conferences have gotten so big they're eliminating some of the bye games.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there is a gap between Power Five and non-Power Five, and it's just getting bigger and bigger with these TV contracts and how the conferences are starting to be realigned. I was never a fan of realignment because I think, you know, some traditional rivalries got thrown to the wolves. And somebody mentioned it the other day, and so that's probably why it popped in my mind, like, Maryland going to the Big Ten as opposed to being in the ACC makes zero sense to me. From a tradition standpoint, I understand the financial implications of it, but, you know, from a financial, from a competitive standpoint, the ACC, to me, was just a natural rivalry for them. But basically, because that was how I was raised, like, Maryland was in the ACC. So maybe that tradition is why I feel this way. But there's going to be a gap. You know, the thing that I think non-Power Fives need to worry about more than anything else is if the Power Five continue to be upset, for lack of a better word, with the direction that the NCAA is going right now, mm-hmm. and they decide ultimately to pull out and form their own league, you know, that's the problem. You know, if they form their own governing body and their own, you know, situation, then that could be an issue for non-Power Five more so than, you know, they're not scheduling games right now because of the pandemic.
Aki, you knew your gut. You think McCourt Maker plays at Howard. He wants to start a movement. I love it. I love the idea of it. I love the idea of elite-level prospects going to HBCUs. But if this kid still goes pro, he doesn't show up, doesn't play, are you really starting a movement? Is it still? Are you starting a trend if you don't show up? Do you think he's there for Howard and plays? Because we all know what it would represent and that kind of thing. Do you think he ends up there?
Well, inside information, I actually talked to Ed Smith, his guardian, the night before. I've known Ed about 12, 14 years.
Okay.
So I knew that's the direction he was getting ready to go. I think he'll end up there only because of what's going on with the NBA. And that being, you know, not being able to have workouts and things like that. Now, if the NBA decides to change and somehow we have workouts before the draft,
mm-hmm.
then I think, you know, it's 50-50. But I think right now, with the way things stand, that he'll be on Howard's campus in the fall. And like I said, it may not mean anything because, you know, who knows what's going to happen
about
with the season.
Right.
Right. But I think right now the plan, as we said here today, the plan is for him to go to Howard and play this year if there's a season.
Sort of on that same note, Musa Cisse, I'm assuming is going to decide any day now. I mean, I have to believe he's going to make it a decision here before 2025. And most people believe that it will now be for Memphis, that Penny Hardaway and Memphis have flipped this thing. How significant is that for Penny? And I know there could, again, there's, I think, the same level of doubt, right, with McCourt Maker. I think the same level of doubt may exist with Musa Cisse in terms of getting on campus. But just the symbolism, Aki, of Penny landing this kid and, you know, the fact that it seemed like he was headed elsewhere at some point, and now he seems like he's going to Memphis. How big is this symbolically for Penny Hardaway?
Well, I think it's big, but only because when he initially moved from New York to Memphis, everybody assumed that was the plan all along, for him to go to the University of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that somewhere along the line, the waters got muddy and, you know, LSU got in the picture and, you know, at one point it looked like they were the forerunners for Penny and his staff to be able to stem the tide and get him back on board is just huge because it shows that you can protect your borders. I know he's not a true Memphian. He came from New York, but like I said, when he came here, everybody assumed that the plan was for him to end up at the University of Memphis. So being able to solidify that recruitment and that commitment just speaks volumes to how strong the relationship is with Penny and the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Aki, man, we appreciate the time.
Coach,
as always. Stay safe out there, all right?
You guys do the same.
Yep, thanks,
man. Thank you, brother.
He is Aki Collins, joining us every single Friday here on the show. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back and take your calls on some of the most passionate moments that you've had as a fan. What's the most out of line you've gotten in an argument? Obviously, probably not as out of line as Tyrone Taylor. Who shot his cousin over Penny Hardaway? Whether or not he was a good coach,
you're probably in the jailhouse.
But we'll take the call. He'll hear his side. You know, innocent until proven guilty, Jason. That's this country. That's our justice system. But 535-377-6535-ESPN. We're going to take your calls coming back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the Radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
Do you need help marketing your business? Then call me, Joe Lackey. I've been in marketing in Memphis for over 30 years. Let me work with you and create a complete marketing plan helping to reach your objectives. Give me a call at 901-384-5846. That's 901-384-5846. Let's team up now and let me provide you unmatched service as we work together to help grow your business. Joe Lackey, Intercom Memphis, your rep for 2020.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
If there's anything we know about Mid-Southerners, it's that we've got grit and determination. We as Mid-South, individuals, business leaders, and community leaders have a common goal, to come out of this stronger than ever. Together, we can move Memphis forward. We want to spotlight those who are moving Memphis forward. We'd love to hear from you. It can be your own story, the story of a business, or someone you know. Share the positives with us so we can share it with the city. Simply visit 929ESPN.com and click on the hashtag Move Memphis Forward banner. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward, powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating and Air.
Hey, guy trying to shingle his own roof.
Yeah.
Don't you have a degree in business?
Why, yes, I do.
Why are you trying to remodel your own roof?
I figured I could save some money.
Do you really know what you're doing?
I watched some videos.
Are you warranting your own work?
Can I do that?
Looks like you need to replace some wood as well.
It's okay.
Exactly. Call Bennett Roofing. With over 20 years' experience, they make sure your roofing work is done right. Call 901-359-9708 or BennettRoofingMemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that Mercedes-Benz of Memphis remains open with all the great Mercedes in stock, new and used. It's located 5389 Poplin. Right now, they're offering deferred payments. Yep, Mercedes-Benz of Memphis has a 90-day deferred payment plan, so check the inventory at mbofmemphis.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next-day delivery or free same-day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Join superstar Brandy this Friday live on her Instagram for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count, with some of sport's best, including Harrison Barnes of the Sac Kings, Eric Kendricks of the Vikings, Santia Deck of the WFLA, and radio and TV personality Big Tigger. We need to come together to create the future we want to live in, and filling out your 2020 Census is one thing we could do to shape our future. Take the Census now. Start here at 2020census.gov and at Brandy live this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, and check out Brandy's new album, B7, July 31st.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
The sizzle is real this summer. And the weather won't be the only thing heating up. Because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too. Thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over.